USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests against COVID-19 public health measures entered their second weekend in Canada. Trucks boxed out the downtown core of Ottawa, the Canadian nation's capital. Big rigs and other vehicles with signs blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blocked main arteries and intersections. By midday Saturday, 1,000 vehicles, about 5,000 protesters, and at least 300 counter-protesters were reportedly in the streets of Ottawa. The police chief there described the scene as a siege, adding it's something that is different from what he's experienced in his life. As far as the ongoing pandemic, South Korea logged more than 38,000 new cases, setting another daily record in its current surge due to the Omicron variant. That country has also recorded its 1 millionth case this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Amir, a black man, was fatally shot 3 times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd, another black man. A federal trial for 3 officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In case you missed it, a jobs report at the end of the week was a nice surprise for economists. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%, the highest level since the pandemic began in February 2020. As far as what these numbers mean, chief economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC,
employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire, and it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market. Early days, but it's a very positive sign.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Germany's Johann Ludwig is the Olympic champion in men's luge, adding the gold to the World Cup title he won already this season. It's the 11th time in 16 Olympics that a German man has won the luge title. That includes the days of East and West Germany. We have more news for you at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from New York.